So in honor of the Shabbos project, I thought it would be cool to maybe do some Shabbos Shilas and see where we go from there. But before we start, it's my wife's grandfather's yard site today, so our learning should be Zchus Li'li Nishmas Harav Moshe Chaim and Avram Abba. Reuven and Shimon once came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. I was just by him over Chol Moed Baruch Hashem, and he's probably, I would say, the Gadol Dor, and they had the following dilemma. Reuven was a very big Talmid Chacham, learning Yomim V'Laila, and his friend Shimon was a very successful businessman. Shimon found out that Reuven, his menu on Shabbos consisted of challahs and a can of tuna fish. He decided, you know what, this isn't, you know, it's very nice if he wants to live like that, but I can't see my friend just have a challah and a can of tuna fish. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pay for all of his Shabbos expenses every week. The chicken soup, the gefilte fish, the herring, the cholent, the deli, the poppers, I'm going to have it covered. And even the candy, and even the gummy bears, and even the gummy worms. However, when Shimon told this to Reuven, Reuven said, "No, I don't want it." But after Shimon really pushed him, Reuven finally agreed. A couple years went by, and Baruch Hashem, it worked out very well. However, the economic downhill came, and Shimon started to lose a lot of his parnasa. So much so is that it started to become a very big burden for Shimon to pay for his Shabbos, for Reuven's Shabbos meals. He told Reuven, you know what? Reuven found out that Shimon lost a lot of money. Reuven felt very guilty. He said, Shimon, you know what? I have no problem going back to the challah and tuna fish. It's okay. Thank you so much for the past 2 years, but it's done. Shimon said, no, I told you that I'm going to pay for you. And that's what I'm going to do. And he says, he quoted the Gemara in Beitza on Tezayim and Av. It says that a person's income is predetermined from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. And what we spend on Shabbos, it comes from Shemaim, and that's it. Reuven told Shimon, says, what are you talking about? Okay, the Gemara says that all your money is determined from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. And the money you spend for Shabbos is also given back to you, the Gemara says there. But that's your Shabbos expenses. That's what the Gemara, whatever you pay for your own Shabbos, okay, that doesn't get taken away. But for someone else's Shabbos, that my Shabbos is just stucco. So when it comes down to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you back all the money that you're going to spend on my Shabbos expenses. So they come to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and they say, who is right? It's like a funny thing. They're both trying to be extremely nice, you know. So who's right here? So first, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who happens to be Rav Zorbasin's brother-in-law, that's Rav Zorbasin, I'm guessing, quoted the Shaila. He started off saying an amazing thing. He said, look at the Jewish people. Look what their arguments are. Their arguments, their fights are to be able who could help who. Reuven to help Shimon to help Reuven. After he said that, Rav Zorbasin quotes from Rav Chaim that they're both right. Why are they both right? He said, Reuven's right that when the Gemara says that the money you spend on Shabbos, that only refers to that all your money again comes back, whatever you spend on Shabbos, that only refers to your Shabbos, but not to someone else's Shabbos expensive. However, Shimon also was right as well. Why? The Rambam says in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, that no one will ever grow poor from giving tzedakah. Whatever, if a person wants to give a lot of tzedakah, no one will ever grow poor. That's what the Rambam Mamash brings that down. Therefore, Rav Chaim ruled that Shimon should continue to support Reuven for all his Shabbos foods and everything, and in tzchus that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless him with tremendous success in his business. And lo and behold, after Rav Chaim Kanievsky gave the shiloh back, Shimon became his business picked up again, and he was able to help Reuven. Just to last but not least, he quotes the Shita Mekubetzis, who quotes the Ritvan in Beitza Tezayim and Aleph, which I'm going to read inside here. It says, when it comes to what the Gemara says there, it's not only whatever you spend on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives you back. It's any mitzvah that a person spends, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives it back. Kosev HaRidva, the lav davka hotzah Shabbos v'yam tovim duhu adin l'chol hotzah shal mitzvah, and the nakad hani derigli v'shichichi. The Gemara only said that which is common. People usually spend a lot on Shabbos and everything. So Mir Tashem, the next time our parents or our wives tell us that you're spending too much money on Sfarim or mezuzahs or whatever, or you're buying kibbutzim for Shabbos for your little brother or whatever, tell them you have to see this ritva brought down in the Shita Mekubetzis, and in this, Chash Baruch Hu should see that we keep his mitzvahs up to the utmost degree. and to continue to grow closer and closer every day.